Hi, my name is Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the economic situation has affected you in your household. So in this case, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, town home apartment, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Thank you so much. And do you know by any chance in what year was your house built?
In the 70s.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? For example, roofing updates, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or not upgrades made?
Roofing.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
All my life. So 30 years.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household have experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Cat 1 hurricane, Cat 2 hurricane, 3 hurricane, Cat 4 hurricane, or Cat 5 hurricane?
Maybe a Cat 2.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me the name or the year with this Cat 2 happened? Do you remember?
I think it was in 2018.
Okay. Thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare?
Putting the shelters and buying supplies.
Okay. Thank you so much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? The options are, when a hurricane watch is issued, the conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, conditions are expected within 36. Or your home is already prepared and you will be secure within a few hours or other.
The second one.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your house will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. The options are internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, or other.
The news.
Okay, newspaper. In this case, we need to select three. Can you please tell me two more?
Okay. I would do social media and internet.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
You said it's from a number? From
1 to 5, yes.
I would say I think I'm at least a 4.
Okay, thank you so much. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The options are cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, other, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Say the property taxes.
Okay. Thank you so much. We can mark all the applicable, so if you would like to select another one, we can do so.
Let's see. And cost of food.
Okay. Cost of food. Thank you. Okay. And next, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
A flood zone.
Flood zone. Okay. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone?
Oh, man. What is the flood zone? I don't remember right now.
Okay, no worries. I mean, the categories we have is A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk. But if you still don't remember, it's okay. Okay.
Yeah, low risk, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And when will you evacuate? The options are, if a hurricane watch is issued, the conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never or other.
If officials order to evacuate.
Okay, thank you. And if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible, to another state. You will not leave under any circumstances or other.
I'll go to another state.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
For the flood?
Well, in general, the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy.
No, I do not know. I can't remember right now. Is there options?
I mean, if you don't remember, it's okay. We can skip that one.
Okay, yes.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. So how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? The options are, I'm certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with the $2,000. I'm certain I could not come up with the $2,000, or I don't know.
I probably will.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last? The options are decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly in the last 1 year?
Increased significantly.
Thank you. What about in the last 1 to 3 years?
Yes, it's increased a lot.
Okay, thank you. And what about in the last 3 to 5 years?
I've only been here for 3 years.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, other, or nothing, continued paying a higher rate? We can select more than one option here.
Continued paying.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Let me read the options. 100%, I want to be insured for the full amount replacement value. 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
The full amount.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following you will you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? The options are moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home.
I will not move from my home.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? Federal government, a state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts. We can select more than one.
Federal government.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Something. Well, maybe they are. You said from a scale?
Yes, from a scale to from 1 to 5. Sorry.
Maybe like a 3.
Thank you. And what about how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Maybe a 4.
Thank you. And does new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
4.
Thank you. And does new development take into account flood risk?
4 as well.
Thank you. And the last option, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
You said, are they as strict?
Yes. I mean, how confident do you are? How much?
Oh, I think
sorry.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That building.
I'll say a 3.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. We're just a few questions to finish the survey. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? The options are, yes, I believe it's happening, but I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Yes, I'm sorry, no, I don't believe it's happening, or I don't know if it's happening.
I do believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, you said you don't believe it's happening?
No, I do believe.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Next one, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund these initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Other.
Okay, and can you give me an example?
Taxing the rich people.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Most of Florida's coastal area have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? The options are extremely vulnerable, moderately vulnerable. I'm sorry. Let me repeat the options. Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm somewhat concerned.
Thank you so much. And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? We can select up to 3. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or other?
Um, say the price. You said you pick more than one?
Oh, yes, we can select up to three.
Okay, the crime and the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Is that less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Yes,
10 to 20.
Oh, 10 to 20.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and I will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
Again? 30.
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your gender?
A female.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Thank you so much. And how many people are under 12 years old?
Under 12?
Yes, under 12.
One.
Thank you. And how many people are under, are 65 or older?
None.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you so much. What is the highest grade of the school completed by an adult member of your household?
A bachelor's.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? Is that white, black, Asian, Native American, or other?
White.
Okay, thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me which is your income range for your household. Let me read the options for you. Under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000.
50 to 75.
Okay, thank you. These were all the questions I have for you. Thank you so very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you as well.
Bye-bye.